This is Will Houck with KNBC, and we're talking with Mike of the rock band Pure Prairie League. Thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you guys have been a band for a good long time now. Can you tell us a little bit about the current lineup of your band?
Well, the current lineup, we started in 1969, so we're in our 50th year here. But the current lineup, we still have John David Call on pedal steel guitar. He's one of the founding members.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the next closest. I joined on the second album in 1972. I play bass and sing. Our lead guitar player is Donnie Clark. He's been with us about 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our drummer is Scott Thompson. He's been with us 7-plus years. And our keyboard player is Randy Harper, who's been with us going on 2 years now.
Awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about the sound of the band?
Well, when we started out, we were kind of a rock and roll band that were playing cover tunes, and growing up in Southern Ohio and Northern Kentucky, we had a lot of country and blues and rock influences, and we just sort of started blending those things together, much like Poco did a year before us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just continued in that vein, but as musicians, we keep on expanding our horizons. So, over the years and a dozen and a half albums, we have kind of hit on a lot of different styles but it still comes out sounding like Pure Prairie League, and that's where we are today.
Right. Yeah, when I was growing up, I never listened to the Grateful Dead very much, and I had a conception of what they sounded like, and then when I heard them for the first time, I was like, that sounds nothing like what I thought they did. They're way more country. You guys kind of have that. It reminds me of that Grateful Dead country rock and, folk Americana, whatever you want to call it,
Well, when those guys did Working Man's Dead, that was one of my favorite records, period. Not just because it was the Grateful Dead, but it was just a great country rock, folkish kind of sounding album. And I thought, well, this is the way I always kind of, heard the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Was playing this kind of music, but when they get out, and doing their concert tours, it was all jam band and protracted LSD-fueled craziness.
So. Right, cool. So how much touring does your band do on average?
Well, now we're down to about 40 to 50 shows a year.
Okay.
Back in the day in the 70s and early 80s, we were doing 200, 250 shows a year, especially a lot of just tons of colleges.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, we've cut it back. We're sort of like the National Guard of country rock. We go out 2 weekends a month and 2 months in the summertime, and that pretty much covers it for us.
So you're playing a fundraiser here in Carson City for the Greenhouse Project on Wednesday, July 10th. What can we expect from the live performance?
Well, the thing is that this band, especially in its current incarnation, is hitting on all 12 cylinders, and it's going to be a good show, especially with the other acts that are on the bill. We tour together a fair amount, and talk about the hits keep coming. It's going to be a night full of songs that everybody knows, and has heard before and has grown up with. And as far as Pure Prairie League goes, we're going to throw in a few surprises. We've got a couple of brand new tunes, plus we've been digging into our closet and have pulled out some old tunes, from the first two or three albums that we haven't played since 1972 or 1973. So it's going to be a good one.
So do you have any future projects coming up? Any new albums in the work or anything like that?
Well, we're always writing, and like I said, we're going to play a couple of brand new tunes. For the Greenhouse Project show, but we haven't gotten into the studio yet. But these days everybody's got a studio in their house, and so we just we kick ideas around and we throw stuff out at each other, and then the next thing we start doing it in sound check and rehearsing it, and then we finally get it into the stage show and see how people are responding. And so far, for at least the two new tunes that we're doing, the response has been tremendous.
Where can people find you online if they want to know more about getting your music, merchandise, things like that?
Well, we have our own website, pureprairieleague.com, and we have a Pure Prairie League Facebook page as well, but pureprairieleague.com is where everything is, all the information, the tour schedule, the merchandise store, you know, some history of the band, the bios and stuff like that. And so purepraireelite.com is the place to go.
All right. Well, cool, man. That was the questions I had for you.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to coming out there. It's going to be a blast. And, you know, once again, you know, with Poco and Firefall, it's always a great show, and people will definitely get their money's worth and then some.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. I wish you the best of luck out there.
Great. Thanks a million, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good one.
Amy, what you want to do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right?